So by now, you're probably aware that the CDC has completely capitulated on every pillar of the COVID panic theater. The CDC has issued new guidance, which of course the liberal media describes as, quote, relaxing the guidelines. No, it's not relaxing. It's completely turning them upside down. The CDC has backed away from mandatory quarantine. They've backed away from testing of asymptomatic people, you know, those who have no symptoms, people who aren't sick, in other words, shouldn't be tested. They've backed away from social distancing. They've backed away from, frankly, from the vaccine guidance because they've admitted that vaccinated and unvaccinated people should have the exact same guidance now, which means they're saying don't treat unvaccinated people any differently. It's a big shocker, actually, that they're saying that. They've backed away from masks, everything. And in doing this, which, you know, eventually they were going to have to do this because they couldn't just keep the fiction going forever. You know, the truth kept coming out more and more. So this was inevitable. But they ran COVID theater for 2.5 years or roughly that, a little bit more than that. And they tricked, what, billions of people around the world and hundreds of millions in the United States. So what the CDC is essentially admitting right now is that if you fell for this in the U.S., if you got suckered into this, then you're a fool. That's essentially the admission here. Because the laws of virology haven't changed, right? The cause and effect hasn't changed. So how can the CDC claim that everything they said before, which they now say, oh, never mind, but before they claimed it was all the science. Well, how did the science suddenly get completely reversed? Well, the truth is it was never science in the first place. And the truth is anybody out there that fell for it, you got suckered. You got suckered big time. Now, of course, here's what's interesting. Many of us did get suckered for a little bit until we realized what was going on. And I put myself in that category. I was suckered in the first couple of months of this whole thing. And even people like Steve Kirsch, by the way, he took the first, I believe he took the first vaccine. I don't know if he took two or just one, but there's a lot of people out there who took one shot or two shots. Thank God I never took those shots because, of course, I've known about vaccines for a long, long time. So I never took any shots. But yeah, I wore a mask for a little while. But eventually it became apparent this whole thing is just theater. And I and others like myself, and including independent media, you know, Alex Jones and a whole bunch of people, we were all saying from day one, use vitamin D, use zinc, use quercetin. And then we began talking about ivermectin and all the things that worked to save lives. And I've taken ivermectin many times since then. In fact, ivermectin has been incredibly useful. I've taken chlorine dioxide. I've used chlorine dioxide personally to treat all kinds of things. And frankly, without COVID, I may not have been very much aware of all the applicability of chlorine dioxide or ivermectin for that matter. So there is a silver lining to all of this, but the people who got suckered for a long, long time, those are the ones who need to be looking in the mirror right now and asking themselves, like, how could you be so gullible and so stupid for such a long period of time? How did you not see this sooner? I mean, the vaccines are killing people. The masks are scientifically a total joke. The testing of asymptomatic people, you know, testing people who aren't sick, that was nonsense from day one. The case-demic, you know, the whipping up of cases with the PCR tests, which were total fraud. And as the facts of that emerged, you know, week by week, month by month, how could you not see that? Who went through the last 2.5 years dumb enough to believe the CDC this entire time and to believe CNN and believe the White House and believe the health authorities and dutifully lining up and getting my vaccine shots and I've got my boosters and I'm going to get more boosters. And these people right now, they are crying rivers of tears over the CDC reversing course. There's a journalist even, I think she's with the Washington Post and New York Times, Taylor Lorenz, you know, she's a big journo terrorist. She is screaming and crying and pouting. Oh my God, what are the people going to do? Like, she wanted the panic. She wanted the restrictions. She wanted the lockdowns. There's a bunch of people like that. They are mentally insane lunatics who've been captured by the COVID theater. and they can't let it go because they're so invested in it. You know, they got the shots, they took the boosters, they did the masks, they obeyed the lockdowns, and now they can't admit to themselves that they were hoodwinked, that they were stupid. It's hard for people to admit they're wrong. Most people can never do it. Seriously, most people can never admit they're wrong. They will double down on stupid. They will triple down on stupid, making themselves look even more stupid rather than admit that they were wrong, that they got hoodwinked. And I forgot how the saying goes exactly, but it's harder to convince people that they've been fooled than it is to fool people. And this is demonstrating that. It's harder to convince these people that they were hoodwinked by the CDC, they were lied to, they fell for it, they went all in with a total hoax. It's harder to convince them of that than it was for the CDC to convince them to line up and inject themselves with clot shots and depopulation suicide bioweapons. So what are people thinking right now who took the vaccines? Are any of those people now recalibrating and rethinking about all the headaches they got and all the weakness and the fatigue and the fact that they don't have the cardiovascular output that they used to have? You know, are they thinking now, wait a minute, how are we suckered into these vaccines? I bet a few of them are, at least. There are some angry people that are coming out very unhappy that their children were harmed by vaccines, or that other family members were harmed, or that they themselves were harmed. I've seen a lot of videos now of vaccine regret. And believe me, that's only going to increase. The problem is a lot of this vaccine damage, well, they're not even vaccines, of course, mRNA, experimental medicine, hijacking your genetic code, hijacking your body's protein synthesis mechanisms. There's going to be a lot of people who realize the damage is permanent. Not in every case, but some of the damage is going to be permanent. For some people, they're going to die even after they realize what happened, because the clots are continuing to build in their bodies. So they're just on a countdown time clock to death by vaccine. We're going to lose, just in the United States, millions of people to this vaccine over the coming decade or so. And some of those people are going to wake up and realize what they did. And you think they're going to be happy about that? No. They're going to be beyond angry. They're going to be up in arms about it. We're going to see revolts. We're going to see lawsuits. We're going to see, I don't know what we're going to see, the full extent of it. But people are going to be lashing out against pharmacists and their doctors. We've already seen some videos out of Australia showing that people are going to lash out against the CDC, the FDA, and the media for going along with Big Pharma, and all of the mayors and the governors and the city council members who created a vaccine slave state, a medical martial law, and harmed children and hurt the economy and destroyed small businesses. The backlash is coming. We have only just barely begun to see the backlash that's coming. It's going to be historic, because this fraud was also historic, and the lives that were destroyed by this fraud are not easily recovered, and some of them are gone forever. So let this be a lesson. Never trust any agency of the government. The government will never intentionally do anything good for you. Everything they do, every single thing they say, every decision they make, every enforcement, everything they do is designed to hurt you or to deceive you, to destroy you. There are no exceptions to this except by accident. They will only accidentally help you. They will destroy you on purpose. And that's what the CDC did. And now they say, oh, never mind. Really? After all this time, after all the lives destroyed, after the deaths, now you say, never mind? Give me a break. Unreal. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. Naturalnews.com and Brighteon.com. Take care.